Wilton Republican State Senator Tony Boucher, who has been very passionate about transportation issues during her time in the General Assembly, and is not a big fan of tolls, and she's pointing to something that's going on in a neighboring state and is going to go on apparently for some time. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Brad and Paul.
Good morning.
Well, I guess, Senator, all we have to do is look at the great Keystone State of Pennsylvania to see what happens when you get tolls put on your roads.
Well, it's an extraordinary statement by then Governor Tom Wolf that said, you know, the rising cost of toll on their turnpike is driving business away. He's very upset. He says people using the turnpike are paying too much, and he points out that the Turnpike Commission, which obviously must be doing this independently, has raised tolls 11 consecutive years, and in the next year, 6% more to drive the turnpike.
This is this is absolutely absurd. And, you know, this is what we fear here in Connecticut, too. This could be devastating for us. It truly could.
Well, that's exactly right. The report that there in Pennsylvania, their Turnpike Commission is expected to raise tolls every year until 2034. And, you know, when I travel around this part of the country, you go through Delaware and the cost of gasoline is $2.30. Whereas in here in Connecticut, it hovers around $3. Mm-hmm. So there's nearly a 70-cent difference in the cost of gasoline. And in our case, in Connecticut, those that are promoting this, don't expect to reduce our gas tax at all.
You know, Tony, and with all due respect to you, because I know you're on the right side of the aisle in a lot of these things, that's the problem I find, and I'm sure you hear that too from some of your constituents in Fairfield County. You know, a lot of people realize that roads have to be maintained. You have to do repairs. You've got to fix potholes. Dear Jesus, we don't want another Mianus River Bridge to happen like we had in the early 80s. But, you know, a lot of folks just do not trust some people in the General Assembly, some state departments, to do with any toll revenue what's being promised.
Well, that's exactly right. That's why on the ballot this year we had a lockbox of transportation funds, which did pass. However, the way it was written, there's still opportunities for the state to shortchange that fund and still use money dedicated for roads and our rails for other purposes.
Yeah. You know something? It is laughable what they try to think that we believe that we're that stupid. You know it? I hate to use that word, but it's the truth.
Well, you know, the reaction I've been getting, and some would say, well, the November election showed that maybe people do support tolls. Well, in fact, that last election was not about tolls at all.
Yeah.
It was about reaction to the President of the United States, to the anger that's out there. And the tolls, given that I've gotten a number of emails since this direction of promoting tolls, and so many now in office that are pushing forward with this, I've got two reactions that really I'd like to tell you about.
Sure.
One of them is a gentleman that says he drives 25,000 miles a year within Connecticut for his business. And another one has a fleet of 30 cars in his business that he now will have to consider laying people off. Now, in Connecticut, we're not in a financial condition that other states in that have recovered from the recession. We still have lost jobs. We still have lost people. Our real estate market, especially in Fairfield County, is in terrible shape. And the last thing we need to do is to raise the cost of business, because most people that are leaving or businesses that cannot afford to continue to function are telling us that it's just a high cost of being here.
Tony, let me ask you something, and I know we're still in kind of the nebulous phase of this. We had another study the other day, that $2 million study that came out, which is a travesty in itself, but under what you are hearing, obviously this isn't going to happen on your watch unless hopefully you run and are elected again, but under what's supposed to happen here, under the toll plan, who will oversee, or has that been determined, any price increases? In other words, could we see a Pennsylvania-type situation where there's really no stop button on how these tolls, if they come to Connecticut, are administered and are increased?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly right. The public will not have control over the cost structure of
there
it.
There you go.
They don't. And the reason that they now are proposing something that could potentially have 82 of these toll gates all over in every type of highway system, including Route 8 and Route 9 and 395, is because they're trying to get to a number of near $1 billion, whereas any other studies that had a fewer of these toll locations would show, you know, $400 million, $500 million, which is keeping us flat. It's not really increasing anything at all. And so in order for them to reach this number, they're going to have to toll Connecticut from one end to the other, more than any other state. So think about the Pennsylvania situation, or even Virginia has the same problem, too, of increasing tolls, and not even New Jersey.
So in other words, Tony, you're saying that they are determined, they are absolutely determined to reap at minimum $1 billion a year from any toll. They have to do it.
Well, I think that for it to make sense for them to sell this idea, they have to reach that number. And in order to do that, they're going to be tolling everywhere, and that means none of us will be able to go, and especially shopping. But you aren't going to go through a toll, if we just completely tie up one or the post road.
With the people talking about these tolls, and the two of us hear this all the time, I can't understand how some of the Democrats, the governor didn't do this, but the Democrats, the ones we want to spend this money, we really, really do. We want to spend what we're taking in, and we will never get out of the place that we are. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, because, in fact, they just keep looking for more ways to tax the public or make it more expensive rather than taking a hard look right now at how they're spending the money. But they don't talk about how to reduce the overall cost of state government, because, in fact, now they're very beholden to the labor unions that control right now, it appears more so, our state government, both House, Senate, and possibly even the governor's office. So it's going to be a very hard road for them to get out from under the financial problems that have been built up over the last 8 to 10 years.
Well, what did you think about the governor's statement last Sunday that he made, that he is not interested in spending that money that they're saving? The Democrats are, but he, you remember what he said? He was talking about
the rainy day fund.
The rainy day fund. He's not going to touch that.
Well, I hope he stays true to that. I don't know. We'll see what happens, because, as we all know, the House and Senate drive a lot of policy versus a governor can make certain statements. But right now, the stars are aligned that he should have a great deal of influence in the House and Senate, given that it's all pretty much now completely dominated by one party, more than ever before. I think that Republicans have lost 10 years worth of progress in trying to get more balance in both places. So, it's going to be really up to them if they want to listen to a few good ideas, which they did, in the last year or so. We'll see where it takes them. He may not want to do that, but on the other hand, who knows what the House and Senate will put into law, and he may have to. After all, governors have to implement in their departments what the General Assembly decides.
Tony Boucher, Republican State Senator from the town of Wilton. Tony, thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. And thank you for your time in the Senate, too.
You bet.
Thanks, Tony. We appreciate it. Thank you. Well, there you go, Brad. There you go.